Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about, are you getting what you want from the relationships you have in your life? This comes up for me very often when I'm speaking to people out there in the world, because it seems that many people out there are very passive-aggressive in terms of their relationships with others. What I mean by this is that leaving hints, talking about other people and how they're getting what they want, or in some other fashion or form, going around in a circle in terms of asking for that which you desire and want from others in your world, is a methodology that will always leave you wanting. There's a very simple reason for this. It really is not up to the other person with whom you are communicating to break the code that you have put forth in your communication. I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day, and in that conversation I was speaking about a person who's relatively close to me, who is perpetually complaining about the fact that the people in her life are unwilling to do what she wants. I'm going to give you an example. Here's a person who needs to wake up super early in the morning for her job. She likes to be there by 5 o'clock in the morning before the phones start ringing and interfering with her day, which means she needs to be up at 4:15, 4:30 in order to get to the hotel in which she works by that time. Now, she has people in her life who regularly call her at 9 or even later sometimes, interrupting her sleep because she's in bed by like 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. She may be relaxing and reading. However, phone calls just rile her up and make it much harder for her to get back to sleep. So I've made the suggestion to her that she just remind them when they call that this is her sleeping time because of her schedule, and that in the future she would really appreciate it if they would look at the clock before they call her so as to not to interfere with her sleeping. It is amazing how much she fights me on this. Oh, they're just my really good friends, and you know, they have to do what works for them. Or she'll say something like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, you know, they're just trying to be friendly, or some other thing of this nature. Well, let me tell you, if you can't set a boundary as simple as, I need to be in bed by X time, because I need to be awake at X time, please respect that time frame in which I have in my life, then you will always find yourself frustrated, in her case, tired, and sometimes late for work. There's other areas in which this person also gets very resentful and angry. She has some grandkids, and her daughter is all too happy to send one, two, or even all three of them for her to take care of while they do errands, or want to go out for the night, or whatever. Now, once in a while, this is certainly fine. Not a big deal. However, when it happens on the holidays, when she would prefer to be out doing her own fun things, she has a very difficult time saying no. I would say in her case, it's harder for her to say no to her grandkids than it is to her daughter at this point, because, you know, they'll tell her they miss her. And of course, that tugs at her heartstrings, and then she's there. And then after they've been here for a while, she is yelling and screaming at them, losing patience, because this isn't really what she wants to be doing with her time and energy. She works very hard for her living. She puts in very long hours, and taking care of 3 kids, 5 and under, is work. They get cranky, and they fight with one another, and they run around, and there's not a lot of space to run around here. So, you can understand how this goes. And yet, she will never tell them no. The end result is that she becomes angry and resentful of the people that she loves the most in the world, all because she's unwilling to tell the folks in her life what she needs. I have other instances of this in terms of my ex. When we were still living together, married, he would want the car. But instead of asking me if I was going to be using the car that evening, or more importantly for himself, I really need to use the car tonight, he would go about asking me if I had anything planned, if I needed the car, in a very, around the corner kind of way, instead of just plainly stating to me, I have a meeting at X time and I need the car to get there. End of story. I had the car 99% of the time anyway. The few times that he requested it, it wasn't a really big deal, you know. But for him, this was a really huge thing to ask of me. On my end, when he would return the car without any gas in it, I would wonder why he could not think to fill up the tank. And instead of going around the corner and asking all kinds of stupid questions or staying quiet, I would ask him to please be sure to put some gas in the car if it was heading toward less than half a tank upon his return home from wherever he was going. Even with that request, it was done probably less than 50% of the time. However, my point here is that I made the request, so I needn't be resentful of him not knowing directly what it was that I was requesting of him. I had another conversation with another person recently about her husband. It was a client of mine from the past, and she was upset with her partner because he didn't do those kind, nice things that women like. Those things that make it romantic in the relationship. You know, bringing small gifts, testing, I love you, I miss you, and those kinds of things. So I asked her, straight up, have you ever told him that these are things that would make you happy? And she said, well, I told him of a story of a friend of mine who had these things done for her by her spouse and how happy it made her, and I figured he'd get the hint. To which I made very quite clear that men don't get hints. They get directives most of the time, not all of the time. Depends on how well they're listening to you. In any case, I suggested that she tell him that she would really like it to be a little different between the two of them, and it would make her really happy in the relationship if he would do these little things for her from time to time to let her know that she matters in his life. And then I suggested that she ask him if there's little things that she can do to make him know that she appreciates and loves him being in his life. You should have seen the face she gave me when I told her to do these two things. Nonetheless, I told her, until she took the step, she wouldn't know the outcome. Reluctantly, she had a little conversation with her partner and was fairly directive, but lovingly so, about what she wanted, and he was so happy to hear from her because he really didn't know how to make her happy anymore. He knew that she was unhappy. He didn't have any idea why, didn't know what was required of him, didn't know if he was playing a part in it. He had no clue. So, as Milton Erickson said many years ago, a very well-known psychiatrist and hypnotist, stop the mind reads. And more importantly, stop thinking that the people in your life can read your mind, because most of us don't have that ability. We need to be told what it is that is required of us for the relationships to work the best that they can. It can be done in a loving and reassuring way, and it can be done in a way that is respectful. I want you to go out, and in any relationship that you have where you're feeling anger and resentment building up, where you're actually playing a martyr, get over it and go out there and have these conversations. I'm not saying you're going to get 100% turnaround in the relationships, but what you will find is with those people who really love and care about you, they will happily make those changes for you. It might take them a little bit of time to remember and to put it into effect, but they will. And for those who can't take the time or can't remember, well, maybe you need to rethink those relationships, because maybe they aren't the type of relationships that are worth your time, effort, and emotions at this point. Again, it's totally up to you to make these decisions for yourself, and you shall, one way or another. However, the most important thing here to remember is that you are in control of your communications, and the direct result of that is going to be the quality of your relationships. You can improve them or leave them as be. It's totally up to you. Go out and try this, and you'll be amazed at how much deeper your relationships will become, because there will no longer be any miscommunications going on between you, or shall I say, there'll be a lot fewer miscommunications between you and the people that you care about in your life. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.